On peut faire un essai, juste pour le son.
She was very beautiful, you know.
Ouais, c'est un peu comme Bob Marley, quoi.
On s'embrasse?
Non.
Is that a proposition?
It's more comfortable
in the couch, isn't it?
Monsieur Hulot? Yes. I'm not more talking.
Don't be so modest.
Bonsoir à toutes et à tous, bienvenue dans Certalem FIP, une émission de Susanna Poveda et Denis Soula. Programmation musicale Frédéric Bignet, mixage Dimitri Paz, aujourd'hui John McTiernan.
I had grown up around opera, so I had listened to all sorts of odd music. All sorts of things. I loved The Doors at the time.
The movie will begin in 5 moments, the mindless voice announced. All those unseated will await the next show. We filed slowly, languidly into the hall. The auditorium was vast and silent. As we seated and were darkened, the voice continued. The program for this evening is not new. You have seen this entertainment through and through. You've seen your birth, your life, and death. You might recall all of the rest. Did you have a good world when you died? Enough to base a movie on?
I don't know why, but I really liked The Doors' music.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall?
My father sang opera. He was a lawyer, but he lost his sight in World War II. So he took up music as a hobby, as something he could enjoy. And he used to go in summers and he would sing in opera festivals. He had a big, deep bass voice and sang in operas.
Thank you. Le père de John McTiernan, comme il vient de nous le confier, fut blessé lors de la Seconde Guerre mondiale. Revenu aveugle des combats, il s'est alors passionné pour l'opéra jusqu'à devenir un amateur, chanteur, à la belle voix basse. Nous avons rencontré le réalisateur de Predator, Die Hard ou Last Action Hero lors du 12e festival de la Cinémathèque française et nous avons découvert un homme inquiet pour son pays et un grand amoureux de la musique classique. John McTiernan filme ses héros à hauteur d'homme pour raconter notre civilisation dans ce qu'elle peut avoir de primitif. Les films devraient être comme de la musique, dit-il. Les plans formant une séquence doivent se faire écho, être dans le même tempo, le même accord. Et c'est bien ce que l'on ressent devant son œuvre, une chorégraphie rythmée, impeccable et souvent poétique. Commençons par une scène d'un film iconique, Die Hard, Piège de cristal avec Bruce Willis, au son de l'hymne à la joie de Beethoven, un air qu'il n'arrêtait pas de siffloter en préparant le film. John McTiernan dans Certains l'aiment FIP.
Hey, I'm John McClane.
Our guy. I'm your limo driver.
Okay. Argyle, what do we do now?
Mind if we hear some tunes?
It's funny, I kept hearing that particular part of the Ninth Symphony all the time. I was humming it all the way through shooting Die Hard. And it was a sort of secret melody. And the way I would express it was that I was making an action movie, but I was looking for joy in an action movie. Any place I could put joy. When I'd finished the movie and they were putting the score on, when they got to putting the Beethoven chorale on, I learned that its name was the Ode to Joy, which I didn't know.
Now, talk to me, what's going on here?
That's the FBI. They got the universal terrorist playbook and they're running it step by step.
It's gonna go. It's gonna go!
Pissing in their pants right now.
Mayor's gonna have my ass.
It's so far from what you think should be in this scene, and yet works so well. I have often, you know, always wished that I had his gift. I don't know. I've never been particularly successful at it, but I'm glad I, like, for instance, in Die Hard, using the Beethoven in Die Hard.
Thank you.
Little Richard, Long Tall Sally dans Predator de John McTiernan. En 1985, c'est Arnold Schwarzenegger qui choisit le réalisateur pour tourner le scénario d'un commando de mercenaires américains devenus les proies d'une créature extraterrestre dans la forêt du Guatemala. Le film prend son ampleur lorsque Schwartzy reste le dernier survivant du groupe dans un duel final face au redoutable chasseur. Alors, la musique d'Alan Silvestri résonne dans la jungle comme du Bernard Herrmann. Une musique nourrie de suspense, de cris étouffés et de rares mots. Comme va nous l'expliquer le cinéaste, l'absence de dialogue ne me gênait pas. Je me remettais à mon sens du découpage et à la puissance de la musique de Silvestri. John McTiernan, au micro de Certain MFIP.
There's 500 years of wonderful music sitting there. And unfortunately, you know, I know about 20% of it at the most. But the best film sequences are all pretty much without dialogue. And I don't know, I've always thought of dialogue as just noise. It's part of the music.
Come on. Do it. Do it! Come on. Come on. Kill me! I'm here! Kill me! I'm here! Kill me! Come on! Kill me! I'm here! Come on! Do it now! Kill me!
The idea that there's 15 minutes of movie with no dialogue didn't trouble me at all. I was very happy to do it that way. I'd much rather do it that way. I would love to do, you know, movies that had no dialogue.
Yes?
Of course.
Yeah?
Well, it's much harder to do it that way.
Yeah.
You know, you need to give them some instruction.
Different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer in the city. Summer in the city.
Summer in the City à l'instant sur la BO de Die Hard, une journée en enfer avec Bruce Willis, Jeremy Irons et Samuel L. Jackson. En 1999, John McTiernan et Pierce Brosnan, qu'il avait dirigé dans son premier film Nomads, s'attellent à un projet d'envergure, un remake de l'affaire Thomas Crown. Le clou du film est encore une fois une scène très peu dialoguée mais virtuose, où Thomas Crown, coiffé d'un chapeau melon en hommage à Magritte, replace un tableau qu'il a volé au Met de New York. Au ballet des policiers qui le cherchent dans le musée, répond la musique entêtante de Cinnamon de Nina Simone. C'est l'effet que cherchait John McTiernan. Comme il nous l'avoue, la musique, la mise en scène et le montage donnent le rythme à l'action.
That's him. Overcoat and briefcase.
Yeah, Mikey, we got him. Center entrance. Gray overcoat.
Bring up the lobby and the big monitors.
Moving quietly. We don't want to make a scene. What's he doing? It's almost like he wants to make sure that we see him.
Let's play ball.
There he goes, bowler hat. Move in and pick him up.
I love the sequence in the end of Thomas Crown. That's
quietly.
The Nina Simone and this crazy stuff of men in bowler hats outrunning the police. You know, it's 10 minutes with no talking, you know. Too many movies are really just,
excuse me,
you know, the radio plays, they're not movies.
Shit, he switched the painting. Stay with the painting. Stay with the painting.
Hold him.
No, what? Look, man, I can't. Shit, look, there's another one.
Guys with bowler hats.
All over that goddamn place.
What about that?
Did you warn him?
What? No.
Did you warn him?
No.
Then he knew you were going to betray him.
Oh, shit, they're going for the staircases.
That does it. Now we got four floors to keep track of.
Son of a bitch, stay with him. This man disappears. It'll be 10 years before he surfaces again. Is the impression swing sealed off?
Completely.
Completely. There's no way to get in.
Gates are down, we get men on the roof.
He's trying to put that painting back. I guarantee it won't be in that room.
All right, get after them. There's like four tourists that got come out of the room.
All on them day, I said, rock, what's the matter with you, rock, don't you see I need you, rock, not long, all on them day, so I run to the river, it was
cameras running around in circles.
Bleeding all on that day, so I run to the river. It was boiling around to the sea.
Yeah, I know, you're fucking coming down.
It was boiling around to the sea. It was boiling all on that day, so I run to the Lord.
What do we do?
Start arresting people. Come on.
But the Lord said,
excuse me, sir.
Go to the devil. The Lord said, go to the devil. He said, go to the devil. All on that day. So I ran to the devil. He was waiting. Ran to the devil. He was waiting. Ran to the devil. He was waiting. All on that day.
Thomas Crown, I had a piece of Nina Simone, and it was really a Bible story. And I don't know why it felt correct for me, because it's really the story of Job, and I didn't know it at first. It's Where You're Gonna Run To, and I used that as the theme music all the way through. Nina Simone then was... no one had heard her for a long time. So it was quite esoteric music. I'm very glad about that. It was wonderful. It was catchy.
When you are all in praying, say, Lord, Lord, give me praise, Lord, Lord. Give me praise, Lord, Lord.
Give me praise, Lord, Lord. Give me
praise, Lord, Lord. Give me praise, Lord,
water paint.
And it's been here the whole time.
Open the fire curtain.
From what? 1-2 days after the robbery?
There's something jammed in the track.
Returned the damn thing practically as soon as he stole it.
Sir.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, dear. This can't be. Simply can't be.
How the hell did he do that?
We'll be right back.
AC/DC à l'instant dans Certain Lame Fip avec Big Gun, une chanson produite par Rick Rubin, composée spécialement pour Last Action Hero, qui marque les retrouvailles de Schwarzenegger et John McTiernan, où Arnold venge Mozart en abattant un méchant joué par F. Murray Abraham Salieri dans Amadeus de Milos Forman. C'est l'un des nombreux clins d'œil d'une déclaration d'amour aux salles de cinéma, aux vieilles Hollywood où l'on croise Tina Turner, Sharon Stone, Jean-Claude Van Damme ou Anthony Quinn en savoureux mafieux. Et une BO que McTiernan a nourri de vieux tubes de métal, mais aussi de son cher Mozart, car dit-il, le public a besoin d'émotion. Une musique inconnue n'emporte pas d'emblée, au contraire d'une chanson populaire comme Dream On d'Aerosmith qui clôt le film.
If you want the audience to be moved by the music, you usually have to have music that they know, that they've already heard, right? So it's a difficult thing of finding music that they've heard and they know, but they haven't heard it too much. But people don't have reactions to music that's completely new. If it's the first time they've heard it, it's the second and third and fourth time they hear it that they have an emotional reaction. So it's very tricky using new music in movies.
And what is this business about going to the movies at midnight when you knew your mother would be worried?
Jack, are you okay?
We talked. I mean, I never just talked to a woman before.
And maybe...
Shh. Could you turn this up, please? What's that?
Mozart.
The guy practice killed?
That's right, Jack. You like classical music?
I don't know. I think I will. Wow.
You tell my mom who you really were?
Yeah, a cop from L.A.
I mean, really?
Not real enough for right now.
So you think for sure you're gonna catch me?
I always catch everybody.
And you're gonna spot him from up here?
Hey, give me a break. It's the first time I've been to any place real.
La musique de Georges Delerue pour La Nuit américaine de François Truffaut qui a décidé de l'avenir de John McTiernan. Il se destinait à l'anthropologie, mais une séance de cinéma en décida autrement. Depuis, Truffaut, mais aussi John Ford ou Stanley Kubrick, figurent dans son panthéon des cinéastes. En toute humilité, il déplore de n'être pas parvenu à leur hauteur et à leur maîtrise dans le mariage entre les images, les sons et la musique. John McTiernan et Kubrick dans certains MFIP.
I mean, someone could have done much more than I did, but I did what I could in that movie. Well, I mean, the most involving pieces of movies that I've ever seen have been things mostly Kubrick did, and they're a mix of music and a movie. The Beethoven in the Kubrick movie, or Johnny Comes Marching Home in Dr. Strangelove. He had it just an utterly magic, insane touch for finding music that was just the farthest music you could imagine in the entire world, and yet when you played it together, it made such sense.
Target distance, 7 miles. Correct track indicator, -7.
Roger, 7 miles. Set GPI and acceleration factor.
GPI acceleration factor set.
Target distance, 6 miles.
Roger, 6 miles.
Pulse ident transponder active.
Pulse ident transponder active.
Target distance, 5 miles.
5 miles. Homing alignment factor, zero mode.
Homing alignment factor to zero mode.
Target distance, 4 miles.
Roger, 4 miles. Auto CDC and a manual teleflex link.
Auto CDC and a manual teleflex link.
Target distance, 3 miles.
Roger, 3 miles.
Target in sight. Where in hell is Major Kong?
What about Major Kong?
Thank you.
Dans certains LMFIP, après la BO de À la poursuite d'Octobre Rouge de Basile Poledouris, nous écoutons la musique de Jerry Goldsmith pour Le 13e guerrier avec Antonio Banderas et Omar Sharif. C'est l'un des plus beaux films de John McTiernan, issu d'un poème arabe du Xe siècle qui compte les aventures d'un érudit de Bagdad voyageant jusqu'aux lointaines contrées des Vikings. Au cours de son périple, il apprend la langue de ses hommes en les écoutant parler le soir près du feu. Une scène de calme et de répit au milieu du fracas des batailles, car comme le confie le réalisateur, le silence est souvent le prologue de la musique.
I don't know that I've ever particularly used the silence as an important... I mean, it's a standard trick before you are going to make something that's very loud is that you let the... You know, you build silence in front of it. Silence is the prologue to music. So you're only saying that we're about to have music. Really.
Han har fortalt en gang han bare møtte han og vi han der
jeg vet ikke kanskje morgen
bra, skjønt ja. Hei
bah jeg kan mye å spise for når han var ung vant han dette mål bedre for når han var
ung har du vært i Italien og
nei, ikke det. Nei, ikke det.
Selvfølgelig vant han. Ingen kunne tro at man kan gi så mye.
In a rock hat. In a rock hat. Yes.
Jeg vet ikke. Han sa det jo nei.
Nå ser du her. Den her går på klipp.
Cela pour voyager avec 12 chevaux.
Sont comme des bestes. Sont comme des bestes. Giovanna Pirigo. Oui. C'est à eux, c'est bien. Dans ce coin-là, on devrait trouver de petites oies.
Et il a ajouté. Ne dis surtout rien à ma femme, sinon elle risque de me faire tâter de son bâton à cuisiner quand je rentrerai. Je n'ai jamais dit ça.
Monette a couché avec elle pendant que nous prenions les chevaux.
Vous êtes aussi vantards l'un que l'autre. C'était probablement une fille à peau mat qui se donne à qui veut la prendre. Une qui doit ressembler à sa mère.
Ma mère était une femme pure. Elle venait d'une famille noble. Et moi, au moins. Je sais qui est mon père, alors que vous, non. Mangeur de truies et fils de putain.
Skeld, non, attends, attends.
Attends, calme-toi, ne t'énerve pas, du calme.
Allez, je vais le...
Calme-toi.
Où est-ce que tu as appris notre langue?
J'ai écouté.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. When trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
Natural Blues dans Basic avec Travolta, dernier film en date de John McTiernan, qui depuis parcourt le monde des festivals, dispensant des leçons de cinéma, donnant des masterclass de réalisation, timide sous la carapace bougonne, mais toujours enchanté d'échanger sur la musicalité de l'art du montage et de la mise en scène. C'était le cas lors de la 12e édition du Festival de la Cinémathèque, où il a montré 8,5 de Fellini, Le Dernier Rivage de Stanley Karamer ou John McCabe de Robert Altman. Merci beaucoup à Florence Alexandre et Alexia Coutant d'avoir rendu l'entretien possible. Et il est encore question d'un grand cinéaste, Pabst, dans Jeux de lumière, le très beau roman de Daniel Kellman, paru chez Actes Sud, qui commence avec Garbo et se conclut magistralement avec Louise Brooks. L'auteur sera à Bruxelles le 15 mars pour une rencontre avec Philippe Collin et à Paris, à l'Institut Goethe, le 17 mars prochain. La semaine prochaine, un peu, beaucoup, passionnément de poésie au cinéma, dans certains MFIP.
Velázquez. Après 50 ans, ne peignait plus jamais une chose définie. Il errait autour des objets avec l'air et le crépuscule. Il surprenait dans l'ombre et la transparence des fonds, les palpitations colorées dont il faisait le cendre invisible de sa symphonie silencieuse.
No more talking.
Avanti!
Azione!
Traveling!
Silenzio!